your show if you take control via the toll-free number. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff on our website, and it's all for free. Coming up tonight, your calls about, well, whatever's on your mind. Also, as much of this as we can, well, shove in here into 3 hours. Manwich, you've got something about Jesus and Judas. Now, this isn't a religious show, but there's some new information that's come out in regards to their relationship, allegedly. Biblical parks. And a missing link, so kind of in the theological area tonight, we got a few things. Also, it looks like AT&T is alleged to have been giving up information to the NSA on your surfing habits, if you're one of their customers. That, plus, speaking of the government and monitoring, the FBI, we're going to look into their technological capabilities and see, well, just how inept they truly are.
A bunch of incompetent boobs they are.
Yeah, that plus a man who's pretty brave in the United Kingdom who's publicly withholding his taxes, and he's about to get spanked for it publicly as well. Looks like Russia is forcing some air travelers to take lie detector tests, and we got some good news from the state of New Hampshire, the Free State. In fact, I think we should start out with that tonight, get the good news out of the way here. We pointed out a little while back that New Hampshire's House had rejected the proposed smoking ban, and it has now gone to the New Hampshire Senate, and they have rejected it as well. It was a close vote. I think it was 12 to 11, with one senator not voting. So it's gone. The smoking ban is out, and that means that those of you who are in the Free State have retained some of your liberties at this point, and that's good news.
That is good news. It's good that the smoking ban didn't make it. But I think that this is so much more important.
What is?
That the fact that the Free State Project, the New Hampshire Free People, the Free State Project members that are currently in New Hampshire, they did this.
Yeah, they're probably really instrumental in this. I think they were. You could probably chalk it up to them.
Now, how many are there?
The people of the Free State Project?
Yes.
There's maybe only 130 or 140 that have moved into the state. There's a few hundred that were there already.
So,
and of those couple hundred, there probably only were maybe 25 to 50 that were really active on this issue.
So this proves that the Free State Project, in fact, has power. In fact, is retaining liberty right now in New Hampshire.
That's right.
If you want more liberty, now this is just a retention of liberty. If you want more liberty, if you want it to happen, there's one thing you can do. Go right now to freestateproject.org and sign up.
Well, they are our sponsor. We're brought to you by the Free State Project, and they're your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. We seriously believe that, not just because they're paying us. We're both members of the Free State Project, and in fact, we're looking at moving up there ourselves in the summertime.
If you've got really big brass ones, you can go ahead and sign up for the First 1,000 program, which means that you'll be there in the next 3 years.
That's right. You'll be one of the first 1,000 people to make the migration for liberty. If you're interested in more about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org.
You know, for me, this is really an epiphany. For me, I see that there's really evidence right now that the Free State Project is doing what it says it's going to do. New Hampshire is going to be the bastion of liberty. And, you know, whatever libertarians are out there that say poo-poo on the Free State Project, having libertarians get together is like herding cats or whatever the terminology is that they use, this is it. It's proof.
Well, actually, let's get some details on what exactly happened here, because the people that were fighting for liberty on this one were really in the minority. I mean, they were up against professional lobbyists.
Sure.
People from the American Cancer Association or whatever it's called, these anti-smoking zealots. I mean, they were, in fact, up against the media that was constantly touting. In fact, they touted the, WMUR touting it in this article about the rejection of the smoking ban, claiming that a poll of the members of the Chamber of Commerce, the Greater Chamber of Commerce, 75% of restaurant and bar owners supported the smoking ban. A separate poll found that 79% of the general public supported it. So, in the face of what seemed to be a huge public demand for a government smoking ban, these 12 senators had the courage to go ahead and vote it down. And the reason why was because, well, first of all, they have a kind of a culture of liberty to begin with in the state, and that's good. It's a good starting point, you know, live free or die, that whole thing. So that's nice. but it's simply because of the people, the libertarians that were there, that picked up their phones, called the senators, shot off a bunch of emails, and made their voices heard on this. In fact, let's get some emails.
God bless them.
Let's get some detail here. Many of the emails have crossed the line, said one senator. I've been told I'm promoting cancer. In all of my years in the legislature, I've never been subject to this kind of lobbying that has occurred with this bill. So it turns out that the anti-smoking zealots actually turned off a few of the senators because they were so, zealotous and angry about the fact that some people were going to vote this bill down. Sean Joyce, president of Margaritas Management Group Incorporated, which owns 7 restaurants in New Hampshire, has said most restaurant operators would prefer a statewide ban rather than being forced to enact their own. Listen to the way that's phrased. They'd prefer a statewide ban rather than being forced to enact their own.
Force? That's not... it's freedom does force you to take responsibility for your own restaurant.
Yeah, but there's no force involved here. But no one is pointing a gun at you.
If you want the government to tell you what you can do in your restaurant, what you can have your customers do in your restaurant, I hope the government really comes in there and tells you what you can do in your restaurant. I hope they tell you you can't serve meat. I hope they tell you that you can't have fatty foods. I hope they tell you exactly what you can do with your restaurant if you want to have people not be able to smoke in your restaurant. Well, if you don't have the guts, if you don't have the cojones to say, no smoking in my restaurant, it's my restaurant, it's just no smoking. If you don't have that kind of nerve, I hope the government really comes in and tells you what you can do with your restaurant.
Well, you're being a little facetious there. I see your point. I mean, you don't want the government
I want it for the people
that want it.
That want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can sign up for no smoking.
Yeah, right. For no smoking and everything else program.
Because that's what it is. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
But
when
they don't
have
the guts for it.
Well, when you
they're a bunch of spineless twerps.
When you allow it to happen just a little bit, when you allow the government to control your business a little bit, then they're going to take a little more and a little more and a little more, and then before you know it, you're a state-owned business.
It's disgusting. I mean, where are the backbones in these people? I mean, if you don't want smoking in your restaurant, fine and dandy.
But they're cowards.
Put up a sign that says no smoking.
He's a coward because he believes that if he takes a strong stance for what he believes in, which is apparently going non-smoking, he believes he's going to lose business to the smoking restaurants.
Right.
And maybe he will.
It's disgusting.
And so he wants to force it onto everybody to level the playing field.
He's a disgusting yellow-bellied socialist is what he is.
Well, what's interesting is I mentioned the business name, Margaritas Management Group Incorporated. Now the libertarians in the state of New Hampshire, the ones that successfully fought against this smoking bill, are going to be possibly doing a boycott of this guy's restaurant.
Dum, 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 dum.
Now that'll be interesting, won't it? An actual protest out in front of his restaurant?
A protest in front of his restaurant that says, Margaritas Management hates freedom.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Senator Sylvia Larson in Concord quoted one estimate suggesting that a restaurant worker on an 8-hour shift inhales secondhand smoke equivalent to smoking 1 to 2 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, well, that's because she's dumb. There's nothing like that happening.
Another senator said, quote, if you know that smoke causes cancer, wouldn't you do something about it? You wouldn't let drunks run up and down around the highway. And then another guy says, well, why is this any different from rules against asbestos in the workplace? We don't let anyone smoke in the state house. Why is this better than a restaurant? Or why is this building better than a restaurant? Opponents insisted it should be left up to restaurant and bar owners to decide when and if to go smoke-free. A majority of restaurants and bars in the state already have, on their own, voluntarily. Imagine that, huh? Well, here's a couple.
What is it about asbestos that people are so scared of? I mean, let's face it. I don't know the percentage of buildings out there, but all the buildings that were built before a certain period of time, well, they got asbestos in them.
Yeah,
and it works. It's a great little insulator.
Don't put a bunch of holes in the walls and inhale the dust. I mean, then you're going to get in trouble. One guy said, I wish I could vote for this bill, but I don't think 24 of us should be telling businesses what to do.
Hear, hear.
Damn right. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Will we be forced to take lie detector tests in our airport soon? We'll explore. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The archives are there. We give you months, in fact, over a year's worth of archives right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. You just go get them on the house, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. It's a show about your calls. Let's talk to Dennis in the Free State of New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Greetings from the Free State, people.
Hey, Dennis.
So I tell you, I got to give a little bit of news about our victory today.
Oh, well, we were just reporting on that news. What did you have something to add to it?
Well, just a few points that I think that have not yet been made, you know, public, but I'm sure they will be, of the various bloggers firing themselves up.
Okay.
We were outnumbered hugely in the state house today. The pro-smoking, or the pro-smoking ban people, the cancer lobbyists and all those guys.
Yeah.
They actually stacked the Senate chamber, filled up all the seats before we had even a chance to get in. So we had to wait outside.
Wow. How did they get so many people?
Well, a lot of them were not from there. They flew in. They literally flew in from other places just for this.
Really?
I admire their dedication. Like, wow, that's awesome.
Reprehensible is what it is.
They're getting paid, aren't they?
Well, yeah. I'd say, I don't know. I wouldn't say 100% of them. I don't know for sure, but certainly the vast majority of them had a Lawrence tag that said, I'm paid to be here. Oh, yeah.
Mm.
So while we were waiting outside, just the overflow, I think there were six of us and two people who drove up from Massachusetts that were free staters.
Okay.
We were outnumbered 3-1 just in the overflow, and the entire group of us was in the overflow. So, like, all of their people were in the Senate chambers. Their overflow is bigger than our whole group.
Wow. And so you would have had to have gotten there earlier than if you would have wanted to get a seat inside.
Well, truth be told, we spent the time that we were there in the morning strategizing, meeting with the last few guys who we didn't know what side of the fence they would come down on, and just trying to influence things to the last minute. Grassroots style. We did get to hear at least the discussions over streaming audio, and what really hit me was, in other states where smoking bans have come up and been put down, and there are, I think, two that I know of.
Oh, really? Because I was curious about that. I was thinking during the break, I wonder if New Hampshire is the first state to actually reject a smoking ban.
I know for sure a ban was rejected recently in Virginia.
Okay.
And I believe, at least someone told me today, that one was also rejected in Maryland.
You know what? Now that you mentioned, I think we'd actually talked about the Virginia one, which makes sense because that's where Philip Morris is based out of, I think.
Sure. But the thing is, in both of those states, the entire debate was about the business end of it. Will we lose money if we put up this ban? And that's why, in both cases, it was put down. And here in New Hampshire, I didn't hear any of the senators that were against the ban. None of them focused on the business angle. None of them. Every single one of them, what they focused on was, hey, this is about government telling you what to do. This is about liberty.
That's right.
This is about private property. And sure, he's preaching to the choir to people like you and me. But the fact that these are the elected senators, and they weren't talking about, oh, boy, my next election, and some of them that were railing against all of the mail that they were getting, were basically saying, hey, you know what? Vote me out of office. This is what I stand for.
Good.
Wow.
That's
great.
Excellent, because they were standing in the face of alleged polls that claimed that 79% of the population wanted this, and I wrote an email, actually, to because we're planning on moving up to the Keene area in New Hampshire. I wrote an email to the senator there saying, what are you there for? Are you there to protect liberty, or are you there to do what the majority wants you to do? And he hasn't gotten back to me, so I don't know what his answer is. But really, you're supposed to be in office to protect the liberties and the freedoms of the people that are there, the individuals in the state. You're not there to do what the majority wants, because if we do what the majority wants, we're going to end up with some sort of socialist dictatorship. I believe
I'm proud to say that in this case, the majority of the senators in this state understand that, and I don't know of many other places, if any, that I can really say that that's the case.
Good to know, Dennis. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
I believe that that our elected officials should be there to protect everyone's liberty.
Yeah,
but I can see how it is that they would get confused on that subject, especially a term like representative. You know, a representative, sort of, one could think, is supposed to represent the will of the people. You know, I mean,
yeah, but
it's
if the will of the people...
It's the problem with democracy, I'm sorry.
True. And if the will of the people is to regulate and destroy, then they should ignore the will of the people. They should protect the Constitution.
Well, our founding fathers weren't exactly real fond of the average man voting, one must say. They were a little scared of our freedoms being given away in that circumstance.
All right, we're going to go to, we're going to go to Russia here in moments and explore how they're possibly, well, actually they are, giving lie detector tests to their air travelers. However, first up, we're going to go to the email box. This one came in from John. We had Mike on the line who wanted to talk about this. That's why I'm bringing it up. Illegal immigration. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. John says, illegal immigrants drive down the wages for American citizens and property values, which is something that you guys otherwise go on and on about. for the most part, they make absolutely no effort to assimilate into the culture.
Why do illegal aliens drive down the property values?
He doesn't give any evidence as to why.
It's awfully large blanket statement. I mean, I can see where he's coming from.
Maybe immigrants probably live
a lot of people in one house, and therefore have a lot of vehicles out front. Perhaps are not as wealthy as we are, so therefore don't drive as nice of a vehicle. Perhaps they spend time working at their jobs rather than working at keeping their lawn up or something like that. I can see where he comes to those conclusions, but it's a big blanket statement. It's like saying black people don't take care of their lawns. Well, drive through the local black neighborhood, and I'll bet what you see is some property that's really poorly maintained right next to property that's really well maintained.
Yeah, I see that in white neighborhoods.
You do see it in white neighborhoods.
And, by the way, we're talking, of course, about...
I mean, just because I can't afford to spend $100, $150 a month on somebody to come in and take care of my property, I don't know if they should, I don't know, take away my citizenship.
Yeah. Well, and of course, we're talking about neighborhoods where there's no deed restrictions involved, mm-hmm. where people have more flexibility with what they do, what they can and can't do with their property. So you're going to have more of a range of different kinds of properties. And so if you don't want to have somebody with a bunch of cars in their yard, go and get yourself a house in a nice, gated, deed-restricted, heavily controlled and regulated neighborhood. And then everybody can have the white picket fence and the nice driveway and no trucks or vans in the front yard. If that's what you want, you can have it, man. But you know, immigrants aren't stopping you from that.
Perhaps if you can't afford to move into a deed-restricted community like that, that's really nice and where everybody takes really good care of their property and they don't have cars parked outside of their house, but they have to park them in the garage. If you can't afford that, maybe you should give up your citizenship and move out of the country.
Well, again, his other claim here is that they make absolutely no effort to assimilate into the culture.
Blanket statement.
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean? How many immigrants have you met, John? Because I've met plenty of them who have learned English, and they have good jobs, and they've got kids, and they learn English.
Right, let's just keep them all out, because some of them don't want to learn English. Now, how about this? It seems to me that there's a lot of parallels to Italians 100 years ago to Mexicans now.
Okay.
The Italians, there were places called Little Italy. You know why? Because they didn't speak frickin' English there. Places in New York and Chicago and in the larger metros.
Well, we were in Washington, D.C., and we were in Chinatown. The people there didn't speak such great English. It didn't bother me much. I got my food, and it was quite tasty.
We'll explore
immigration a little bit more here if you want to chime in. 800-259-9231. John has a few more blanket statements to make coming up.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And it's not just any old photo, but one specifically taken for Free Talk Live. It's a validated photo, and that means that in the picture, the lady in question is proving that she listens to the show. In fact, we've got a new Shriner man, which is going to be going up this weekend. It'll be going up this weekend, and of course, we'll let you know when via our updates list, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later. So we're doing an email here from John, and still to come, we're going to tell you about how Russia is actually, well, forcing air travelers to take lie detector tests. But right now, illegal immigration. John is making some blanket statements about illegal immigrants, because apparently he knows them all. So he claims that they make no effort to assimilate into the culture. Well, what I want to know about that claim is, what is the culture?
The culture is whatever John sees it as.
That's right. In John's mind, it might be being a cowboy, for instance, and being a white cowboy and drinking beer and rolling hay bales and going mud bogging and doing things that cowboys do. But is your culture American culture, John? And if so, why is your culture more American than my culture, or a Hispanic's culture, or a Italian's culture?
You know, I feel this can be addressed with one simple thing. We pass a law that says the government only deals in English. English is the national language. It cuts down on the cost of printing multiple different languages. Uh-huh. And I know you're not a fan of this.
Well, what happens if someone who doesn't speak English commits a crime? And how are they going to talk to the government then?
Well, they will have a lawyer, right?
Well, what if they can't talk to the government? If the government's only dealing in English, how are they going to know they can have a lawyer?
It is a problem.
Are you just telling me they're SOL?
Well,
if you've got a government out there that's threatening to jail people for doing things, you darn well better at least make it so they can communicate with the people they're threatening to jail. Because
I
understand
where you're coming from. As all I can tell you is that would solve that particular little problem. People being worried about people learning English.
You think that's what he's talking about?
And I am upset when I have to know that I have to translate, you know, that I have to pay to translate all these different government forms into all kinds of different languages. I wouldn't be so upset.
We get rid of the forms. We get rid of the government.
Well,
you don't have to pay for it anymore.
That. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
But then you're still going to have a police force.
Well, if it's a private police force, I'm not fine with that. If it's a private police force, then they'll have to do what their clients want them to do. And if their clients are Hispanic, they'll have to speak Spanish.
Well, that's a much larger subject.
It is. And in fact, I don't think that when he says no effort to assimilate into the culture, I think he might be including English in there, but I think there's more to that statement than just the language that they speak. He means they don't become American enough, whatever that means. Anyway, he says, if you've ever read the Federalist Papers, you'll see that the Founding Fathers clearly believed that the only way our republic would work would be if everyone spoke the same language and does not have divided loyalties. It's not the Minutemen who are racist, but the illegals themselves, many of whom are part of the same society as Alberto González, who believed that North America should be for the race, by which they mean the Latinos, and everyone else is SOL. Again,
now, this is just escalationism. Okay, so the white people hate the Hispanic people, or pick whoever you want to start first.
He says the Minutemen aren't racist. He says they're not.
You pick whoever you want first, and then The other group reacts to their racism, and then the other group reacts to their racism.
Right.
Of course, if a bunch of Hispanic people hated me, I might be very likely to hate them.
Why? Why would you judge
I might be very likely based on the actions of a few. I don't, but if a bunch of them did, I can see how people would make those blanket statements. But, John, you're just falling into the trap. You're only escalating the situation.
And to suggest that the Minutemen aren't racist is ludicrous.
I'm sure there
are some who are, and I'm sure there are some who aren't. And as you pointed out, Manwich, when you're faced with racist tendencies, you might have a tendency to develop some racist tendencies of your own. All right, so he says, also, look at the figures for the projected population growth. If we do not do something to restrict the flow of illegal immigration, we will become a third world country.
Well, how the heck is population growth going to make us a third world country?
That's what I'd like to know. He doesn't explain.
No, I mean, it's all it's doing is supplying labor to our businesses.
Has he ever been to Hong Kong, for instance? The population, the density of population in Hong Kong is extreme.
It's incredible.
And they're the most economically free nation, economically free place on the planet. But yet they've got loads and loads of population. And I might add, they have loads of immigrants in Hong Kong as well. People speaking all kinds of languages there.
Yeah.
It would blow your mind, John. We read an article last year about how even wait staff in Hong Kong has to know 5 languages in order to be able to get a job. If you want to be a waiter, which is one of the lowest of the low-end jobs in America. I mean, any schmo can be a waiter, pretty much. You have to know Mandarin. You have to know Chinese. You have to know American. You have to know French. I mean, you have to know all kinds of different languages in order to even get a gig as a waiter in Hong Kong. John, you wouldn't even understand. So he goes on to say, what do you think that's going to do to your property values if we become a third world country? Why should illegal immigrants be treated differently from any other foreign invaders? Maybe because they're not here.
They don't have guns?
Trying to kill us, John. Maybe because they're not being violent towards us. Someone who's being violent should be dealt with as a violent individual.
I agree.
And they shouldn't be dealt with as a violent Hispanic or a violent Frenchman. They should be dealt with as a violent person.
At least John comes right out and says, I'm a bigot, you know? I mean, he makes it clear that that he doesn't like Hispanics. See, a lot of them say, I'm fine with immigrants as long as they don't break the laws and come here illegally. Of course, we've made it so damn hard to get here that,
right.
Of course, it's illegal. That's when you ask him about changing the laws and making it very easy for people to come.
He would
find
that.
Out.
No, he wouldn't want that. He wouldn't want to change the laws because he believes that if we have too many people come in, we're going to become a third world country. I'd like to point out...
And why should the door close? Why should the door close right after your people got here, John?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know. I mean, this is the same thing that happens in Florida when the Yankees come down. Well, now that we're all here, let's pass laws to stifle people moving into the state, stifle snowbirds and tourism, because I don't like them on my roads, and I don't like them, you know, sitting in the tables when I want to eat in a restaurant.
People are doing
that
down here?
They absolutely do things like that.
Wow.
John, why should we close the door because your immigrant parents got here?
Because now we're becoming a third world country, man.
No, we're not
all these
third
people.
World country.
They're flowing over the borders, and we're going crazy.
That's just nuts. I mean, people are going to be poor when they get here. That's because they want the American dream. But they're going to get rich because we have freedom.
Well, not really. We have some freedom.
We have more freedom than they have.
Well,
and more freedom is better.
I'd like to point out that if we're going to become a third world country in America, it's not going to have anything to do with the immigrants, necessarily. It's going to have to do with this trend towards socialism that we have.
Yep.
In this country. Now, you could make the argument that some of the immigrants that come here want to get a handout, and so therefore they'll feed into the socialist
system,
and that's fine. But the reason why the socialist system's here in the first place is because of people like you, John. Because of people like you that are calling constantly for more laws. We've got to have more laws to get the society the way we want it to be. We've got to protect our culture. So we've got to pass a bunch of laws. And when you pass more laws, it makes the government bigger, and the government gets more intrusive and more oppressive.
Because
we're going to have...
A big government's the only thing that's going to be able to keep these immigrants out, or at least some of them out.
And I don't know about you, but I'm no fan of big government. I don't want big government in my life, and I don't want their national identification card, which is coming down the pipe, thanks to people like John. John, you're the one selling liberty down the river so you can have your private club in America.
Shame on you.
No thanks, buddy. 800-259-9231. And speaking of the police state... Let's explore what happens when things go really crazy and they start, checking you at airports in Russia. Coming up.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. And you can get interactive with over 1,200 of our listeners, and there's 96,000-plus posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff, you'll find them all on the bulletin board system. You can access it directly by going to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. All right, so Russia is looking at, well, they're actually doing it, screening you with lie detector tests if you're flying through their airports. Could this be coming to the United States sometime soon?
They do get governments do get ideas from each other.
That's right. Millions of airline passengers, according to the Telegraph in the UK, traveling through Russia will soon have to take a lie detector test as part of new security measures. The technology to be introduced at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport as early as July is intended to identify terrorists and drug smugglers. If successful, it could revolutionize check-ins. Passengers will pick up the handset of a truth verifier machine while they're asked questions. Apparently, the machine, developed by an Israeli company, can even establish whether answers come from the memory or the imagination. Sounds like an interesting new twist on the lie detector. I don't think that's where the regular old lie detector machine comes from.
I don't think so either.
The technology is being used by some insurance companies in Britain to screen telephone claims for fraud. According to Vladimir Kornilov, the IT director for Eastline, which operates the airport, quote, We know this could be uncomfortable for some passengers, but it is a necessary step. Well, that's what government's all about, is what's necessary, isn't it? It's necessary to protect you from these drug smugglers and terrorists, so therefore, you have to give it all up. Give up all of your privacy. Give up all of your freedoms. According to, at first, only passengers deemed suspicious by the FSB, which is, by the way, the security service that succeeded the KGB, will take the test.
Oh, my.
But it will eventually encompass all passengers. That's their plan, at least. If a person fails when he's asked, accompanied by a guard to a cubicle, if a person fails the test, he is accompanied by a guard to a cubicle where he is asked questions in a more intense atmosphere.
Right. A little more direct questioning.
The machine asks four questions. His first is for full identity. While the second, unnerving in its Soviet-style abruptness, demands, "Have you ever lied to the authorities?"
Oh my God.
It then asks if the passenger is carrying weapons or narcotics. To cut delays to a minimum, passengers will take the test after putting their shoes and baggage through the X-ray machines and before retrieving them. Officials insist that it'll take between 30 seconds and a minute. No biggies, just four questions. How easy would it be to foist this on the American people? Right now.
I don't know.
I mean, since Americans are ready, are they ready and willing to flip off their shoes at a moment's notice, take off your belts, pull down your pants, do whatever it is those TSA screeners want you to do. Oh, just come right over here. It's only going to take 30 seconds. We're just going to ask you a few questions.
What's your name? The lie detector test would work. I don't know about the taking off your pants.
What's your full name? Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Have you ever lied to the authorities? Who hasn't?
Well, here's my thought on that is I'd have to, have I ever lied to the authorities? I'd be thinking about it. Would that just immediately get me? Or would you have to answer, no?
Huh?
I'm just wondering. You know, I'd have to stop and think, have I ever lied to the authorities? I don't think so.
That's such a broad-based question.
Yes.
I mean, it applies to your entire life. Well, of course you've lied to the authorities. I mean, if you've fudged your taxes a little bit in the past, you've lied to the authorities, haven't you, essentially?
Well, thanks. It was no until now.
Oh, my goodness. This would be so easy to foist on the American people. Well, it's just four questions. And besides, it's only going to catch the terrorists and the drug dealers. If you don't have anything to hide, why should you be afraid of it?
What's the big deal?
Right. This is literally the next step. I mean, I can almost see this coming to our shores within the next couple years.
Well, I hope it doesn't.
How do you feel about it? 1-800-259-9231. Would you be willing to answer those questions in order to get on an airplane? By the way, we talked about New Hampshire earlier and how they rejected the smoking ban. Well, one of the other things they're looking at rejecting in the near future is real ID, which is part of this whole stop the terrorists and stop the immigrants insanity that we have in this country.
Right.
You've got the federal government about ready to shove real ID down all of the state's throats. And I think Montana has resisted it. It's either Montana or Wyoming, one of those two states. Mm-hmm. They've resisted it. I think New Hampshire's also possibly going to end up resisting it. We'll keep you up to date on that. But most of the states are going to bend right over and accept real ID, which means their state identification cards are going to go federalized. Which means there's literally going to be, like in Russia, you know, at one time, the federal papers. Show us your papers. That's going to happen in the United States. It's already happening on a local level to an extent, but now they're going to be national identification papers, essentially. And Americans are clueless on this. They don't know anything about it. They don't realize it's coming down the pipe. They passed the legislation. It's just a matter of the states getting their act together and actually enacting these things. Now, how long that's going to take is a whole other question. And luckily, that's one of the benefits that we have in our movement is we're nimble. We're quick. We can move fast because we're not bureaucracy. The states are real slow. So the federal government is saying, okay, you need to have this national ID card implemented by 2008. Well, it's already a quarter of the way through 2006. And the states are still bemoaning, this is going to take so long, it's going to take so much money, and you're not giving us any money. So there's going to be some bureaucratic clashes here. This might not happen right away, but it is coming down the pipe. Give them a decade, and it'll be here. Hopefully we'll be able to fight it off beforehand. 800-259-9231, that is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Looks like AT&T has been selling out their customers' information to the NSA. We'll give you details coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. We got at least 2 hours remaining here in the show. Plenty of time for you to bring up what's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. If you like that, well, you can support us by shopping with us via our little partnership that we have with Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer of virtually anything you can think of. If it's in a department store, it's probably at Amazon and more. You can access their site by going through ours. Simply go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And when you enter through our site, we get a percentage of anything that you purchase at that point. So it's just them rewarding us for sending them the business. You're going to go and do the shopping anyway. You're going to go and buy the hot new DVD or buy some clothes or whatever it is that you're looking to buy. Shop through us, amazon.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about how in Russia they're going to be giving lie detector tests to the airline passengers there. And you know, it's just more of this security state mentality coming down, and people are just falling in line. People are just doing whatever it is their governments are requesting that they do. And unfortunately, by being so obedient, you're selling out our liberties. In fact, even companies are selling out our liberties. AT&T, what's going on with them, Manwich?
Well, from the AP, the Electronic Frontier Foundation on Wednesday filed legal briefs and evidence supporting its motion for a preliminary injunction in the class action lawsuit against AT&T. The evidence is, according to the EFF here, The evidence is that we're filing reports, supports our claim that AT&T is diverting internet traffic into the hands of the NSA, that's the National Security Agency, wholesale, in violation of federal wiretapping laws and the Fourth Amendment. More than just threatening individual privacies, AT&T's apparent choice to give the government secret, direct access to millions of ordinary Americans' internet communications is a threat to the Constitution itself.
Jeez.
We're asking the court to put a stop to it now.
Oh, my.
So what should we do? What should the court do? Get rid of AT&T or get rid of the government for requesting it?
Well, it's not going to be able to do either. I wonder if in AT&T's contract it says that they can give out all this information to the government. I mean, normally when you sign an agreement with a cable modem company or something like that, you pretty much are signing an agreement that says, we can modify this agreement any old time we want to, and we don't have to notify you. Sign right here. And that's how it works. So even if it didn't say that they could give up your info when you signed on to the service, they can modify their agreement anytime they want, so therefore they could give out your info anytime they want. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think there's going to be anything that can be done about this except for people to boycott AT&T and go with another service provider. And it's unfortunate that there are companies like this that are such a bunch of lapdogs for the U.S. government. The U.S. government says jump, and they say how high? Give up some information. How much do you want? Thank goodness there are a few companies out there like Google that are actually resisting the federal government's advances. When the federal government came to Google and said, hey, we want some info on people's searches, they said, no, you can't have that. Our customers deserve privacy. And the government got awfully angry about it. They're still angry about it. Well, good. Let's make them angry. Stop giving up customers' information. Stop it. Because if you do it, you deserve to be punished by the marketplace. The marketplace should respond. Unfortunately, they're all too darn busy working at their five jobs so they can pay all their taxes, so they can keep putting food on the table. They don't even know this is going on. Nobody knows that AT&T's giving out this info except the few thousand people that are listening to this show. So unfortunately, it's probably going to keep happening. Hour number two is on the way. FBI, these people don't even know how to use the internet. We'll tell you about it. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Black.